people began to tie on to the lines, you see, other farmers, and mm-hmm. of course it finally got, everybody had them.
Of course, like, let me see, is there plumbing out here or anything? I mean, like, you know, city plumbing? There's not city plumbing from the city, no.
No, but it's plumbing, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You have your septic tanks and you have, you know, all of these things that you have to have. Yeah, they had to dig and fix that before they ever built the house.
Oh.
And this was the second kind of house they built. And this neighbor out here of ours lives in the last house, kind of house they built.
Where is she? You have the road across?
No, right across the road.
Oh, she's across
mm-hmm.
the road.
And, they, of course, they, some, you want to stop that?
Yeah,
so
ahead.
I can just run, stop it just a minute.
Yeah, I guess that's got started back. So we were talking about the project that Roosevelt started.
Yeah, and so we lived there 3 years, and we bought this place. That farm over there was not big enough for our family.
How much land was there?
Well, we called it a one-horse farm.
A one-horse farm?
Oh, yeah. They went by, you know.
Yeah.
And, see, we had three boys at that time, and a girl. And so my husband told him it was a good farm, but it just wasn't big enough. And he told him, he said, I got to have a bigger farm. Well, this one was all new ground. When they built this house, this was pine trees and what have you.
They built this house in what year?
Well, we moved over there in 35.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 years later, we moved here.
So that would be 1938.
38, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when we moved here, and this house was new at that time, and so was the ground. But they had grow watermelons here 1 year. They usually do that when they clear up land. They'll grow watermelons or something like that, which you'll make, but it won't make corn or cotton or peanuts or anything like that. And it won't, it really won't make much of nothing but that in 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
So, as I say, it was new because it had only been used for watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it still wouldn't grow tobacco, which is one of the main crops, you see. And the fellow across the road over there let my husband have, she used a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You just had so much, and I believe it was something over an acre of tobacco. And he let him have an acre of tobacco, acre of land over there to grow his tobacco. And, of course, we grew cotton and corn and all here, which we didn't produce too much until we was here about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
You've got to work with it, you got to fertilize it, you got, there's just lots.
You got to baby the land a little
you
bit.
You sure have. You've got to really improve it. And the farmers just come a long ways in doing that.
Sure.
Of course, we were still using a mule and plow.
At that time?
Oh, yeah. And we was, but we had two mules in.
So it was a two-mule farm.
It was a two-mule farm. And I can't remember when we bought the first tractor, but it was when they began to first come out, you know.
What did that house look like that you first had over there when you were first married? You know, like, how many rooms were in it and stuff like that?
Oh, it had one, two, three, four, five.
Five rooms,
uh-huh.
And that was, you know, like, you know, what were the rooms, you know, are used for?
Well,
I mean, like, you had, you know, like a room like this, I guess, and stuff like that, and other rooms.
Well, really, back then, they didn't build you living rooms, or dens, or anything like that. It was mostly bedrooms, and your dining room and kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to use mine for a bedroom and living room, too. Because I had to have the other room for my...
Did you call the living room a living room back then? What'd you call it back then?
It was a bedroom.
It
was a bedroom because you had your bed in there. But also, you tried to fix it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was everywhere. It wasn't just one.
Yeah.
Unless it was, you know, people that really had money.